That's, I think, accurate. I think that also accounts for the very clear and open contempt for international law. That's been pretty dramatic in this case. Not that it's anything new, you know, but it's the flaunting of it is kind of dramatic. So there's just no doubt in the world at all that the bomb, just to pick a minor incident, the bombing of Iraq or the bombing of Sudan, which are minor in context, that those were flat, outright violations of the UN Charter. In other words, more war crimes. That was understood. So it was condemned by the Vatican as aggression. It was the Arab world was condemned as aggression all over the place. In India, the International Council of Jurists in India, the major lawyers group, is actually bringing a case to the World Court charging Clinton and Blair with war crimes. That was December 22nd. I had a friend do a database search to see if he could find any reference to it. When he looked a couple of weeks ago, there still was no reference to it. But this, and the Pope, I think, like got a word somewhere. But the point is, it's, you know, that this is aggression. A war crime is pretty clear and obvious. But that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be violent, lawless acts. It's kind of striking that the issue of whether this violated the UN Charter was barely discussed here. It was discussed to some extent in England, but barely, in effect, condemned in England in the mainstream, but not here. Here, there's much more discipline. When the issue was mentioned at all, which was rare, it was dismissed as a kind of technicality. That's important. It's getting late, and I won't go through the record, but there's an interesting record of explicit doctrine saying that we are not subject to international law. During the Reagan years, this became quite open, quite open. So, you know, when the bombing of Libya, maybe the most striking case was the International Court of Justice, when it condemned the United States for the war against Nicaragua, and was just dismissed across the board, you know, joke. And the internal reasons were interesting. The State Department had a legal analysis of why it was International Court of Justice was irrelevant. And the reason was that we cannot count on members of the United Nations to follow our opinion. That's exactly what they said. And therefore, the International Court of Justice is ruled out. It's an inappropriate forum. They said the United States will determine, will have to make its own determination of how to deal with issues that affect its interests. Okay. The issue at that time was what it calls issues that fall within our domestic jurisdiction. The issue that fell within our domestic jurisdiction then was the U.S. terror war against Nicaragua. Since the outside world can't be trusted to take the right position on this, you get lost.